It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow, my next guest is embarking on a 1,000-mile canoe trip. 52-year-old Ian Davis will begin his journey in Point State Park with the hope of finishing this August in Cairo, Illinois, where the Ohio meets the Mississippi River. With his 51-year-old canoe, he hopes to have in one piece as he arrives. The story behind the canoe is as interesting as the story itself and the journey itself, as well as the cause behind it. Ian Davis, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
So, first of all, a 1,000-mile canoe trip. There are going to be headwinds. There will be, I'm sure, weather and environmental challenges. Why take on a trip like this?
Well, I've been asked that by a number of people. I guess I'd give you three answers, Paul. I'd say, first of all, I've had some challenges in my life, but the biggest one is my separation from my wife and my estrangement from my children. It's been very, very heartbreaking for me. I've made some really crummy decisions, as a lot of people do, and I, as well as my family, are paying the price. I have begun to restore the relationship with my daughter, and I'm so thankful for that. But the relationship with my son is still very strained. And all along when I was planning this trip, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fabulous to have William in the front seat of my canoe, in the bow seat of my canoe? And our relationship isn't there yet, and I wish it was. So maybe the next time I paddle from somewhere to 1,000 miles away, he'll be in the front seat of the canoe. I would like nothing better than that. But our relationship isn't there yet. It's still healing. And coming out the other side of those sort of life crises, I've decided that it's time to live again. And this is one way of living, and by no means the only way of living, but it's time to get myself healthy and fit and enjoy creation. So that's one significant reason. Another one is that I'm raising money for my nonprofit educational corporation called Called to Communicate. And I coach middle and high school students in public speaking and debating, particularly competitive public speaking and debating. The vision or the greater purpose of my organization is to equip children to sing the songs in their hearts and then to change the world. And we have, sadly, the most aggressively inarticulate generation of young people to come along in a long, long time. And we're not going to be able to have the kind of world we need if we can't communicate effectively with one another. And we're losing that ability. And it's just a passion of mine. I finished a 25-year business career. I still do a little bit of executive coaching, but I've really now turned my attention to the kids. And most of the kids that I coach are not able to pay the kind of fees that are necessary to help me continue to live, and I appreciate that. So I look to others to help me in my mission. So I'm raising funds for Called to Communicate in order that next year I can continue to coach the kids.
So raising funds by going on a 1,000-mile canoe trip, how exactly is that raising money?
Well, I'm seeking pledges. If people are interested, if equipping kids to sing the songs that are in their hearts stirs your heart, then I would encourage you to go to my Facebook page called The Point to Cairo, and you can just scroll down the timeline, and you'll see an opportunity to contribute. And there's a link to my GoFundMe.com site, and there's an opportunity there to contribute.
And we'll provide a link to that on our website, WESA.FM.
Thirdly, I am doing it in honor of David Burt. And David is the original owner of Eleanor, my canoe. Eleanor is my late mother's name. And Eleanor was originally owned by David Burt, purchased in 64.
1964.
And much like the country song Private Malone, if your listeners know that song, I discovered this canoe in the barn of an elderly woman in Wexford, Susie Fitzgerald of Frontier Travel, and it had been untouched for almost 50 years after David had paddled it, crashed it, and then sadly he died from a car crash at age 18, just before graduating from high school. So one of the reasons I'm doing this is sort of to fulfill the the adventure that he never got to fulfill, sadly. And it's kind of neat to feel like I've got him along with me.
And the canoe, after this tragic death, the canoe sat dormant for unused for over half a century.
That's right. And it was in beautiful condition with the exception of the one crack as a result of his crash. And I've had it fully restored back to its original condition, and it paddles like a dream.
And while you carry the memories of these individuals, including your mother, there is also someone who will be accompanying you on this trip. You will not be alone.
I will not be alone. My new sweetheart, 7-month-old Gracie, my Brittany Spaniel, will be with me in the canoe. Well, in the canoe, in the water, on the shore, almost anywhere she chooses to go. So that should be a lot of fun.
And is there some sort of training that you had to do with the dog just to get it used to being in that confined space for all that time?
Dogs like to be in a confined space when they're settled and snuggling. But we did go paddling several times. We were out in a tent, and she has learned how to sleep in a tent with me comfortably. So we did a little bit of training. I had to toss her over the gunwales of the canoe, let her learn how to swim the hard way because we didn't have a lot of time.
And don't dogs do that instinctively?
They do. She did it very instinctively. She didn't jump in instinctively. She paddled her way
right.
in the water very instinctively.
Yeah, but after she was thrown in.
That's right. She was a champ.
Right. And so what are some of the other challenges? We have about 30 seconds or so here,
sure.
But what are your main concerns as you get set to push off from Point State Park tomorrow?
Well, you picked them. Headwinds are a big concern. I've got the current with me, but the prevailing westerly winds will be in my face a good bit of the way. Weather, I think I can handle all the weather. I'll be very sore for the first week or two, and then I should be in good shape. I'm just looking forward to time with Gracie and time alone to soak in what I've got.
And in the meantime, by doing this, you're trying to send a message to your comrades 50 years and older.
Absolutely. There's guys were not created, and I do mean guys, males. I don't appreciate to understand women fully. I think it's an impossible task. Guys were not created to be in buildings, to be in high rises, to be sitting on couches. Guys were created to be out enjoying the world, whatever that means to them. But moving and experiencing and engaging and having adventures. So if you're one of those guys that's found himself stuck in a rut, you know, I was 35, 40 pounds overweight, and here I am, as nutty as it sounds, getting in a 15-foot canoe and paddling 1,000 miles. My encouragement to other guys is, guys, you know, get off the couch and get going. It's not too late. It's never too late.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about your adventures, Ian. So leave us a number. We'll try to get a hold of you. I know you're bringing a cell phone with you, so we'll try to keep track of your progress as you make your way 1,000 miles from here to Cairo, Illinois, hoping to get there by August. Ian Davis, good luck. Thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.